Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. My name is Tora, and as always, I am super stoked for today's episode. This is going to be just a good, solid, classic country episode. So dust off your boots, saddle up those horses. It's going to be awesome. We're chatting with the North Sound out of Saskatoon. I can't wait. I always like to get the show started, though. I like to let you guys just tell me a little bit about yourselves and your journey with music, this project, and kind of your shtick.
Yeah, so my name is Forrest Eagle Speaker.
My name is Nevada.
And yeah, we're the North Sound from Saskatoon. We are partners in everything. In music, partners in parenting, partners in marriage, partners in housework, partners in taxes, taking care of everything. You know, yeah, the North Sound is a project that we are lucky enough to be able to do together. And we tour a lot, we record a lot. And, you know, yeah, we're just happy to be able to play music in a time where playing music live is a sometimes difficult thing to do.
Yeah, we've been together for 15 years. We met in band class. We were both playing very different instruments than we do now. So it's been a journey to get to where we are. And it took Forrest a lot of years to convince me to come sing with him. I was busy going to art school in Calgary, Alberta. And finally, I graduated and I said, okay, fine.
I love that. Let's talk about your latest album that came out super, super recently. And at the time that I reached out to you guys to come on the show, you were just doing your album release show as well too that weekend, which is really cool. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your latest album, What It Takes?
Yeah, so the record is called What It Takes, and this project has taken us 4 years to complete. You know, it definitely is a labor of love to get the album out the way that we wanted to. And you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes, you know? Sometimes it just takes a little bit of extra time, and we sort of were just taking it as it comes. You know, we wanted this record to be the best that it possibly could be and not really cut any corners, you know? So the record itself is basically, it's like a millennial healing journey soundtrack. You know, it seems like everybody is kind of on a healing journey right now, which is great because we're no different, you know, trying to unpack a lot of things from childhood, a lot of things from the society and the way things are today and how a lot of us are kind of just forced to live, you know, and sort of finding a way to make sense of some of those things. And it's been our experience that the details don't really matter all that much because there's a lot of common threads for a lot of us, you know, and I'm speaking kind of specifically to a millennial crowd, right? It feels like we're all kind of going through similar things. And so I just kind of wanted to speak to that a little bit on these songs, you know?
I love that. We'll talk about the title track off that album in just a couple minutes here, but I want to talk about one of the other ones first. And this one really, this one going with that whole, this seems like a millennial healing soundtrack thing. This one hit hard. And I think it might be my favorite one off of this album, and it's Hard Way, Easy Living. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Man, okay, I'm gonna try and not be too doom and gloomy about it. Basically, the idea for the song came, we were sitting at a music festival last summer in BC, and there was we had a lot of our friends around and stuff, and it was just a blistering hot day, and
we'd been on the road for probably almost a month at that point. In the blistering sun.
And, you know, we, in very true music festival fashion, everything was pushed back. And so we ended up being at this spot. And it was a pretty remote festival as well. And, you know, everyone was just a little bit miserable. And then that was sort of something that was said. Somebody just said, you know, man, this sure is a hard way to make an easy living, you know? And it sort of just stuck with me because I think being a millennial, you know, I grew up with parents that their whole mindset was very much like, you know, get a job and make as much money as you possibly can. And it's okay if that job nearly kills you. At least you got a job, because that's the most important thing. And a lot of our friends and us and everyone, it isn't really about that. Like, I would much rather chase down doing something that I genuinely love, live a lot more frugal, and find ways to make my life enjoyable and not surround it with work. You know, I don't want my work to define me. I want to have something interesting to talk to people about, not meet a new person. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I do this. And then just talk about my job for my whole life, right? So it's just like a little, it kind of touches on that a little bit. But the other side is when you choose that path, there are sacrifices that come along with that, right? Like, I don't have a boat, you know? Like, we don't own a boat. I wish we owned a boat. And you know what I mean? So it's like there are certain sacrifices you have to make in your life in order to chase your dreams and have more than just work-life balance, you know? Just find a way to have your life be full and not live for your job, I guess.
I like that. I'm definitely with you on that one. And I remember when I was working one of my first kitchen jobs, when I was probably like, I'd say like 17, and somebody wrote the age-old quote on the board, you know, if you have a job you enjoy, you'll never work, you know, a day for the rest of your life. And when I was like 17, I didn't really get that. I was like, but money's awesome. I love getting $20 an hour. Except that job got really soul-crushing really fast. And then you quickly learn, okay, you know what? I will actually take a pay cut and not have a boat if it means I don't hate my life. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think you can still be really happy doing what you're doing for work, but it still comes along with a lot of sacrifices. You know, for us, we have two small children. And so being out on the road, sometimes they get to come with us, but sometimes it means they have to be going to school and their dance classes and be in their routine as the best thing for them. And then it's a sacrifice on our end to be away from our girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can be doing what we love, which we are, but there are still a lot of things that come with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, we don't really have, like, the idea of job security doesn't really exist for us, you know?
The highs are high and the lows are very low.
Yeah, but you know, again, to like your point, like me personally, I'm okay living like that because I don't feel crushed every day, you know, and really just trusting the process, just trusting that things are going to work out the way that they're supposed to is a really big, you know, it's kind of a really big thing that we practice in our life. Because if we didn't practice that, we would be absolutely insane, more insane.
That's awesome. We're going to spin that song in just a couple minutes here. But before we do, let's talk about the title track off of your guys' latest album, What It Takes. Why don't you tell me a little bit more just about the song?
Oh, yeah. Well, Forrest is a very deep writer. He always has been. You know, it's kind of been one of his special things where he can take deep, challenging things and bring them to light in a way that can resonate with many different types of people in all different age ranges, which is also something we see at our shows. He's calling this record the Millennial Healing Journey, but I mean, the age range at our last show was from, you know, 4 years old to like 80 years old. So I think he's able to touch a lot of people with his storytelling and his lyrics that way. This one started out as one of those deep cuts. We recorded this album in Nashville with our label Nissan Music. And so we were sitting around the table with our producer and label head, Crystal Shawanda, when Forrest kind of brought a piece of the song to her.
I just couldn't get past where I was at. Like, I had the sort of chorus part of it done. And I couldn't go anywhere with it. And I'd written and rewritten it so many times. And also, it's important to note that at this point, when we were in Nashville, we already had like 80% of a record made.
It had a title, it had a direction, it had an aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know, it was on its way.
And so I kind of showed this piece of the song to Crystal, and she just went, you know, like, that's far enough. You know, you don't have to go any deeper on this. She's like, that, like, sometimes we go deep enough. There's no more depth that you can pull out of something. And then she, you know, she sort of talked about like when she thinks about that kind of thing, you know, the lyric that says, with my remaining days, I want to make different mistakes. she was thinking about that and was like, you know, that's the sort of deep, sort of reflective inner dialogue that I have when I'm doing dishes, when I'm doing the laundry, right? When I'm taking my vehicle to get an oil change, like those sort of things. And, you know, I kind of got the old brain going a bit. And about 15 minutes later, I had finished the song. And so I showed it to Crystal and she absolutely loved it. And then she called her husband, D-Wayne, to come and listen to the song. And, you know, D-Wayne listened to it. He told me to play it. I played it once. And then he said, okay, play it again. And then I played it again for him. And then he's like, okay, play it again. And then I played it and I got, you know, maybe about halfway through the first verse and he just went, you know, that's it. You know, that's the song. That's the direction. This captures everything.
That's the title.
That's the title, you know? And then we immediately went upstairs and we did a rough cut of it and the song kind of went on its way. But that song almost restarted the recording process.
Yeah.
So, so all of the work that we had done up until that point needed to be reassessed. And a lot of the songs that we had tracked up to that point were no longer relevant to where we were going. It really started the beginning of the sort of dialed back, really focusing on the harmonies and like the space on the songs, as opposed to kind of trying to fill it up with more stuff. Cause we were really just trying to make like a kind of like alt country rock sort of record. That's what it was before. And then it, you know, morphed into this. So that song really is, it kind of sums up the whole record, you know, to really make it where we're at in our life, to make it through every single day. Sometimes you really do just have to do what it takes, you know?
And I think that title really speaks to the journey that we've been on since releasing our last record. We released that last record on our own. We had very minimal team members that we were hiring for, you know, short things, not keeping them on. And it was an entirely different journey to get from there to where we are now. And we had to learn what it takes to do all of that. We had to learn what it takes to, you know, do the work to be able to get the right team members. We had to learn what it takes to, you know, be on the road for so many months at a time, you know, away from our family, missing, you know, important things. And we had to learn what it takes to, yeah, to be able to do this. So,
yeah, well, and like the amount of therapy that you have to go through to reach a point where you can actually dig deep enough into yourself to reconcile your goals versus your reality and reconcile your dreams against what you're actually willing to do, you know? And so this record has been a huge part of our personal journeys as well, because it, you know, we're not operating from a place of I'll do anything to be famous. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that kind of thing. What it really is I'll do anything to put out a genuine, heartfelt, thought-provoking record that represents ideas that are much bigger than just ourselves. There's kind of two parts to me that I've really been exploring. There's the part of me that is the songwriter, you know, that is kind of the tradesman when it comes to writing and playing music. And that person wants to write the perfect song, which is such an abstract idea. But that part of me is always wanting to write the perfect song. And I'm probably, hopefully, going to be doing that until I'm no longer on this plane. But then there's the other part of me that is more closely connected to the inner child version of me that just wants to connect. You know, I just want to connect to people. I want to feel related to. I want to feel relatable. I want to be able to have conversations with people. And I want to create a space where in the, you know, 3 to 5 minutes that someone is listening to a song that we've written and put together, they're taken somewhere. You know, they're taken somewhere on a journey or a reflective journey or just anything like that, you know?
You know, I think this album really did capture that two sides that you're talking about. You know, you have some exceptionally well-written, well-thought-out, well-done songs that are also really able to connect with people. Like sometimes you hear a song that is technically amazing. You're like, wow, like this is, if you break it down scientifically, the song is great, but sometimes it doesn't actually connect with a general audience. Whereas I feel like with this album, you're really able to do both. So I'm super stoked to spin these two songs we got here. We're going to spin Hard Way, Easy Living, and then What It Takes off of the North Sound's latest album, What It Takes. And then when we come back, I actually want to talk about your 2020 album.
And I don't want to do the dishes, but they keep piling up. Once I get some coffee in me, I'll figure out what's what. Days are getting shorter and to-dos don't seem to end. There's always something else around the bend. I'm not sure what I'm doing, no one really is. Not sure which way to go, just don't get caught up in the wind. With my remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes, 'cause I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. I know now that's what it takes. With my remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes. I don't wanna leave the house, my car don't wanna drive. My dash looks like a Christmas tree from all the warning lights. The nights are getting longer and that wouldn't be so bad if I could fall asleep, but I can't. Not sure what I'm doing, but no one really is. Not sure which way to go, just don't get caught up in the wind. With my remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes, 'cause I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. I know now that's what it takes. What it takes, what it takes. I know now that's what it takes. With my remaining days, I wanna make different mistakes.
Say Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're chatting with Forrest and Nevada, the two brains behind the North Sound. And we just listened to a couple songs off of their latest album, What It Takes. But I want to take it back just a little bit, and I want to talk about your 2020 album, As the Stars Explode. Because there was some good toe tappers on that one, I gotta say. I have some notes here, and one of the ones that we'll listen to off that album, I literally put down Toe Tapper. So first song I want to talk about is Young, Dumb, and Not Doing So Good. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, that's 100% a biographical tune, man. Yeah, that at that point in my life. So for context, As the Stars Explode is a recovery record. You know, I speak very openly and candidly about this. You know, I come from a long line, a family full of addicts and alcoholics. And, you know, that it's a family inherited, you know, ailment. And so I spent 13 years of my life battling addiction. And so when I wrote Young, Dumb, Drunk, and Not Doing So Good, that was what 100% what was going on. A lot of the kind of things that I talk about in that song are just kind of, you know, recollections of a blackout. You know what I mean? Like, where are my keys? You know, don't let me go, even if I say I'm all right, you know? And yeah, just kind of, for being such an upbeat song, it's really sad. Like when I go back and I listen to that song now, I'm immediately transported back to a time in my life where I was not in control of anything that was going on. I was completely ruled by my addictions. My life revolved around it. And, you know, when you're in that, as the person that is the addict or the alcoholic, you're so consumed by your compulsion, because it's beyond reason. It's beyond the idea of like, I just want to quit, so I will. It's, you know, how many times I would wake up and I'd be like, hey, I'm never drinking again. I'm so done. I made such a mess. Everybody's mad at me. I don't know where my shoes are. I don't know where my phone is. You know, what is this stuff on my sweater? You know, like all of that. And I would swear it off. And then next thing you know, I'm hammered again. And like, how did this happen? You have no idea. You're so consumed by it that you don't even realize the effects that it's having on the people around you, you know, because addiction doesn't only affect the person that is using. It affects the people that love and care for that person, you know? And so that song, I think it speaks to the inner thoughts and feelings of the alcoholic stuck in active addiction, but it also kind of speaks to the people on the outside who are observing this person, you know, just that you're just like, man, they're not doing so good. You know, I don't know if you've ever said that about someone. It's just like, man, I ran into so-and-so and yeah, they're not doing so good. You know, like that kind of feeling.
Or if you felt that yourself, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely get that. And my heart always goes out to those people, you know, when you care about them a lot and you see them and they're just not, they're not doing too good. And you can reach out all you want. But exactly, sometimes when people are so in the grips of an addiction, they think they're doing fine. Right? They're like, they think everything's fine. But then from the outside, you're like, buddy, do you need some help? Like, I'll help you. And they're like, no, I'm fine. And you're like, you're not fine. But, you know, I think as sad as that song is, and as sad as that song might make you to listen to back, you know, I still think it's really important, especially as musicians, like, you guys really help people still through these. So now maybe somebody can listen to this song as well. Know that you went through this exact same thing that they did, right? But now they can look and see that you made it out. You made it out alive, you know? Now you're touring with your wife, you got two happy kids, and now you can be like, oh, you know what? It might work out, you know? It's very hopeful.
Yeah, that's, and I appreciate you saying that, because that really is, you know, that's one of the big whys, you know, in this project, in this songwriting, in this touring, is why do we do it? You know, and it's that part right there, you know, being able to show that and to hopefully like inspire people you know, to either hang on because your loved one, there's hope for them, you know, they may come out on the other side and it might turn out all right. Or for the person who's struggling, like, you know, I've been there. There is a way out and it's so simple, but man, is it hard? Simple doesn't mean easy, you know, but it's possible.
I like that line. Simple doesn't mean easy. I like that. Another song I want to talk about off that album is, of course, the title track, All the Stars Explode, because it opens with a very sick harmonica intro, and I am a sucker for a good harmonica bit. So I was like, okay, this one's got to go in the playlist for sure. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song, and then we'll talk about the album afterwards.
At that point in time, when I was writing these songs, there was a strange kind of phenomenon that was happening where I wasn't able to consciously acknowledge what was going on in my life, but these words were coming out. And so it was almost like I would write these songs and then I'd look at it and then it was like looking into a mirror, but the mirror was projecting what you actually look like, you know? Not how you perceive yourself to be. And so, you know, of course, like those years in my addiction, like they were rough. They were really rough. And they were especially hard on our relationship. You know, they really were. And that song, in a lot of ways, is kind of a narration of that, you know, kind of talking about, yeah, just like the relationship that existed between Nevada and I. Because I'm not exactly like proud to admit it, but I was very hard to deal with. I was very unreasonable. I was sick, you know, and that's not an excuse, just an explanation, you know, and I spend so much of my life today still making amends for those things, you know? And so that song really, really touches on that brutal honesty of a relationship that has addiction as kind of the third member, you know?
We are going to spin both those songs in just a couple minutes here. But before we do, why don't you tell me a little bit more about that album itself and where did you go about like recording it and stuff?
Yeah, we kind of did that one all on our own.
Yeah, we did. We worked with a producer, of course, to help, you know, to do that because I really wasn't interested at the time in really being involved in any of that. That record, it was written, all the songs on that record were written in my active addiction at my rock bottom and then written in early sobriety, early recovery. And the thing about when you're in early recovery is it's kind of like you're reborn, right? You're reborn into the world. It's like you're a newborn baby, except you're a newborn baby full of guilt and shame and everybody's mad at you. You know, and there's a lot of just trying to figure things out again, you know, because I was in my addiction through all of my formative years. You know, I drank to blackout from 13 until 25. You know, that's a long time. All my formative years were in that. So when I sobered up and put the bottle down, I didn't know what was going on, you know, and so that record really speaks to that journey, you know, it from the first song all the way. And there's, you know, there's, of course, like in my addiction, like we became parents in that time. We moved cities. We had a lot of loss. You know, we had a lot of loss that we were dealing with at that time as well. I think it's, to me now, it's very obvious about how much of that stuff I wasn't really ready to face because the songs are so upbeat. And they're so catchy and they're so like polished and meant to be, you know, they're meant to be deceiving, you know, that wasn't what I thought at the time. Like I said, it's a recovery record through and through. The first song I ever wrote in recovery is on that record, Better Days. You know, I didn't think I would be able to write songs or be a musician anymore because I had never really done that. You know, ever since I started playing bands and playing music, there was always something around, you know? So now the thought of doing it, I didn't know if I could, you know?
And in terms of the process, it was really different than our newest record because we recorded it at a studio with a producer in our hometown, Saskatoon, at the time. We, you know, got everything kind of together and then hired a publicist to do a small campaign on it, hired a radio tracker to do a little bit of work. But the rest of it was kind of, you know, our first real go at doing things that way. And there's a lot of trial and error, but it kind of all came down to a big COVID thing, because that kind of happened right smack dab in the middle of all of it.
Yeah. We never actually got to tour that record because we put it out during COVID. It was a really interesting thing that happened because nobody knew what would work. You know, it was the Wild West. It was just, you know, throw something at the wall and hope it sticks. And so we just kind of decided, well, let's just put it out and see what happens. And we were kind of blown away by what ended up happening with that record. I never imagined having songs on the radio, and you know, we had like 5 or 6 songs from that song get picked up and added to various radio stations. I never really imagined, you know, having any kind of success in the music industry, to be honest. Of course, I wanted it, but I never really imagined it. And then, you know, we put that out and we ended up, you know, sitting down and talking with like Tom Power from CBCQ. And like, that was a humongous goal of ours. And just these things all happened really fast. And while we did that, we also welcomed our second daughter into the world. So we're like COVID, newborn, album release, and every day is a task list, you know, like roll it out in the kitchen and watch it roll out the front door, you know, like it was chaos, actually. Yeah. And after that was done, I didn't touch my guitar for like a month. I couldn't even think about music. I couldn't think about the music industry. I couldn't think about anything. It's just so burnt out from it.
While experiencing a new life of living inside.
Yeah. Releasing a record during a pandemic was a very interesting thing that I hope no one ever has to deal with that ever again. I hope we don't ever have to deal with that again. I love that. I say that from a place of, you know, like, I'm very grateful for that record. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities that it's, you know, that it's still bringing us today. But it was tough. It was tough. It was, hey, it's a hard way to make an easy living, you know?
There we go. Back at that line. That's the theme of today's episode. That's awesome, though. Thank you so much for sharing your stories behind that album. We're going to spin Young, Dumb, Drunk, and Not Doing So Good, and All the Stars Explode right away here. And I really hope that when you listen to these songs, that they offer you a light in some way, shape, or form, whether you're the person on the outside having a loved one dealing with addiction, or if you're dealing with addiction yourself, and know that you can make it out and they can make it out, and you can make beautiful things at the end of it. And maybe you'll get a sick album from it. Who knows? We're going to spin those songs right away here. And then you guys sent me a handful of really awesome artists from Saskatoon as well. So I can't wait to spin those guys and chat a bit more about them when we come back.
Thank you. wanna fight through your blue eyes, and every little reason becomes bigger than it needs to. You think I'm lying? Well, that's too bad. And all the things you should've listened to, you could've had. And I never thought you'd let me down, but here I am.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I'm Tora, and we're chatting with Forrest and Nevada from The North Sound, just this great country band out of Saskatoon. But you sent me a couple of songs, or some artists as well, also from Saskatoon, so I'm really stoked to chat about them. One in particular, I was actually really happy that you sent me this one, because this is a mainly country episode, obviously. But you sent me a hip-hop artist, which was really cool, so I'm excited to add that into the mix. We're going to play a song from Ray the Nihilist. I specifically picked 50 Below because, as somebody who lives in Alberta, we experience extremely cold temperatures all the time. So when I saw that title, I was like, yep, 50 Below. That sounds about right. Why don't you tell me a bit about Ray?
Ray is, yeah, just like a really sweet guy. Obviously, really great MC and lyricist. And producer, he makes all of his own beats, and he's kind of the full package. You know, our connection actually started because we're both Blackfoot living in Saskatoon, which there's not a lot of Blackfoots in Saskatoon. I don't know how many there are, but I know that there's four of them, and the other two I helped make, you know, so when Ray started popping up, you know, his content was just so good. And he just had this really authentic, you know, vibe to him, and clearly was very confident and very just like thought provoking as well. I love hip hop. I always have, you know. Hip hop was kind of the first culture that I, you know, got introduced to when I was young. So I've always been a huge fan of deep, insightful lyrics, you know, and that's kind of like the origins of hip hop. You know, it's born out of revolution. You know, that's what it is. It's born out of oppression. That's what the root of hip hop is. And so I really am attracted to those hip hop artists that not only speak about it, but also it's reflected in their personality, you know. And he's somebody who is, you know, he's on the come up. Like, I'm honestly, like, I would not be surprised if everybody knows who Ray is in a couple of years, because he's that good and he's that driven. And also too, you know, he's a dad, and, you know, he's a husband, and he, you know, he's taking care of his kids. He's taking care of his family, and he's got everything going for him. And we're just, you know, we're just really cheering for him. And we've started actually working with him a little bit, because he also is like a wicked videographer and photographer. So he's been doing some content and stuff for us. And, you know, just a really genuine person. And those are the people that I like to see come up in the music industry.
And win.
And win. You know, the people that are really about the community, about the people, about a message, and are just, you know, just a good hang too.
I love that. And you know what? I honestly gotta say, I think specifically, like, I'm not normally like super, super big into hip hop and rap, but the indigenous hip hop scene has to have some of the, like, lyrically, some of the best songs and like messages as well behind the songs as well too. Like, I still love Matt, still love Violent Ground. I'm working on getting Jessa Sky on the show as well. She's amazing, great human, and it's awesome.
Indie hip hop is, that's the you ask me, that's the standard. You know what I mean? That's the standard right now. If you're someone who's in the hip hop world, that's who you got to compete with, because that's the best stuff that's coming out right now.
Absolutely. Another song I want to talk about as well too. We're going to go back to the country a little bit with this one. You sent me Gunner and Smith, and then I found the song Find Your Own Way, which I thought was absolutely beautiful. Why don't you tell me a bit about Gunner and Smith?
Oh yeah. Gunner and Smith is also a local group from Saskatoon. Jeff Smith is Gunner and Smith, and sometimes, you know, it's just Jeff, but sometimes he scales up to a full band, which I love, because then I get to go sing with them. Jeff also has, you know, a lot of the same things going for him. You know, he's a dad, he's a husband. He's also one of the most genuine people we know. And his songwriting is really incredible. That was, you know, when we first listened to Gunner and Smith, we were really attracted to how well crafted and just how beautiful his songs sound.
Yeah, absolutely. And his voice, you know. His voice, it is so unique, and it just has this like quiet aggression to it. You know, it's like a soft aggression that you can really just feel and hear. And we listen to a lot of the same stuff. Our bond really started over his love for Townes Van Zandt and my love for Steve Earle. And
Jeff Forrest's music grandpa.
My music grandpa, yeah. We're like almost the same age, but he's got a big beard. You know, so it's music grandpa. He's like folk Santa Claus. So our and you know, if you know anything about like the sort of about the connection between Townes and Steve, their music careers are intertwined. Steve Earle in a lot of ways was mentored by Townes Van Zandt. And so a lot of what Steve does, he learned from Townes. And so that's kind of where our connection started, because I believe you can't really be a fan of Townes if you without being a fan of Steve and vice versa, you know? I mean, you can be, but you're missing half the story, you know? And so, and he's somebody who is really, truly about the craft. That's, at the end of the day, that is the most important thing to him, and it shows. You know, and there's not a lot of artists today that I see out here that's the main thing. And he genuinely like does not care if you follow him on Instagram. He genuinely does not care about making content because he's driven by the music. He's driven by his love for it. And I admire that so much about him. And, you know, the records that he makes, in my opinion, they're the records that last the test of time, you know, because they're just that good.
Couldn't agree more. And the final one I want to put in this mix here you sent me was Former Lovers and the song Still Human off of their, I think it was their latest album, Emotionally Awkward. That's what it was called. The whole album was great. Why don't you tell me a bit about Former Lovers?
Yeah, Former Lovers is another local group from Saskatoon. Although their members are, you know, sometimes in other places. LJ, the lead vocalist of the group, is a really good and close friend of ours, somebody that we've gotten to work with a lot in music over the years. And yeah, we really support and get behind what he's doing.
Yeah, and we've seen LJ go through so many changes. He, again, is someone who is just, he's dedicated to the craft, he's dedicated to his art, and he's never afraid to reinvent himself, which I think is something, again, like something that I admire. If he's not, we've seen him go through, we've sat with LJ and he's written incredible albums, showed them to us, and he just doesn't put them out because he's not connected to it. And he is never going to be the person that puts something out that he doesn't feel. And I love that about him. I think it's something that should be treasured in people, that kind of integrity. And so when he started this group, Former Lovers, before Former Lovers, he was kind of making a point. And his point, to what I understand, was that he can do whatever he really wants because he's an incredible country songwriter. That's the thing about LJ, is you wouldn't really be able to tell from his band Former Lovers. He's an incredible country songwriter. And he was kind of in that box for a long time and he was just sick of it. So he dropped a couple of incredible country singles and then he just left. And then he went for his true love, which is pop music. And so he started this band. He's always wanted to be in a band. He's always wanted to be in that sort of that unit, that family kind of unit, and make some pop music. And that specific song you're talking about, Still Human, that song is such a simple statement that carries so much depth that, you know, unfortunately in the world we live in today, there are so many demographics of our population that need to consistently fight to just be seen as human beings. You know, people are people and people operate from fear a lot of time. And unfortunately, that fear, when it comes down to things that they don't understand, they demonize it or they cast it off as something else. And, you know, that song, Still Human, really is just for me, it's like an anthem for those people that all they're trying to do is just fight to just be seen as human beings and nothing more, because a lot of this world doesn't even offer that simple understanding.
Amazing. We are going to spin those three songs here. We got quite a mix of songs coming up here. So we got a hip hop one, from Ray the Nihilist. We're going to listen to 50 Below. We got a good classic country tune from Gunnar and Smith. We're going to listen to Find Your Own Way. And then we got more of a pop song right after from Former Lovers Still Human. And then when we come back, we'll bring it back to you guys. I got two more songs I want to chat about, and then we'll wrap up the show.
I hustle so they know the name, and I come from a place where it's 50 below out. All of the industry fake, man, I ain't throwing shade, but it's about to get cold now. I'm trying to crush it so biz they don't fuck with the kid, but the boy feeling loose. They tryna box my shit in, but I cop some new drip, tell them I got the juice. I make them work harder in the booth. I am a legend, I'm living proof. God damn it, I said it, I feel that it's true. Say I'm next with my chest, give a fuck about my views. I give a fuck about the numbers, I'm all about the stamina. Longevity is the key and I've been trying to get my fan base up. I'm steady doing me, I'm probably blowing on the cannabis. I'm rocking with the best on the west side of Canada. Like whoa, whoa. I talk to the ghosts, do work with the lions. I come for the throat, don't you say that I'm lying. I kill every show, bitch, I get you inspired. You watching take notes, yeah. You know that I'm running. My shit gon' drop, then your shit redundant. My shit on top, and your shit is under. You just the business, and my team we hustle. I hustle so they know the name, and I come from a place where it's 50 below out. All of the industry fake, man, I ain't throwing shade, but it's about to get cold now. I'm tryna crush it so biz they don't fuck with the kid, but the boy feeling loose. They tryna box my shit in, but I cop some new drip, tell them I got the juice.
Yeah, I come from a place where it's cold out. We rockin' Canada Goose.
That's right.
And I hit the stage and I show out. Y'all just be rapping for views, but I don't do the fake rap. On the needle, this a buddy found in a haystack. On the smoke that you can't get from in the vape pack. Y'all in jeopardy and I ain't gon' say jack. But this ain't a game show. Yeah. And you fake what you do when you say ain't the same, no. I hear you change when you talk like a payphone. And that went over your head like a rainbow. Who is this kid that been snapping the perfect mixture of ambition and action? What in the fuck were you thinking would happen? I'm king of the castle, you king of the cap.
I hustle so they know the name, and I come from a place where it's 50 below out. All of the industry fake, man, I ain't throwing shade, but it's about to get cold now. I'm trying to crush it so biz they don't fuck with the kid, but the boy feeling loose. They trying to box my shit in, but I cop some new drip, tell them I got the juice.
Wish I had a secret like my mother does. A favorite Leonard Cohen song that my kids have never heard. It's hard to comprehend the world before myself. Mom singing Bird on a Wire at the radio. Sometimes you'll never see it coming. Sometimes it's better off that way. Some days the light brightens, just have to find your own way. I wanna fight the things that make you cry. They're thin like air and they're strong like iron. Know that there are powers far beyond myself. We grapple and twist as they pull me to soil. Sometimes you'll never see it coming. Sometimes you're better off that way. And some days it's lighting the brightest. Just have to find it. Like myself, at least not the one that I have known all these years. When at last it's time to sing my final song, hope I've released something sweet into the world. Sometimes you'll never see it coming. Sometimes
Sometimes you'll never see it coming. Sometimes you're better off that way. Some days at the light is brightest, just have to find a way.
Something about your
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you liked that little mix of songs there. We had Ray the Nihilist, a hip-hop artist from Saskatoon with 50 Below. We had a good classic country one from Gunner and Smith. And then we had something a little more poppy, Former Lovers. But I want to bring it back to Forest in Nevada here with The North Sound. I want to talk about one of your newer singles, the 2025 single off of your latest album, What It Takes, Till the Love Runs Out. You also have an amazing music video for that one as well, but why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Well, Chris is known to be really precious about his songwriting process, and he writes really, really well with other people, but he never seems to write with other people for our project. And so, you know, the writing process for us as a duo, the duo version of The North Sound, has changed over the years. for a long time. It was, you know, Forrest bringing these almost fully formed songs to me, and then me kind of going through this editing process of like lyric, melody, you know, whatever I thought should go differently. And then, you know, he would take that advice, finish it out, and we'd have a song. But one day he was sitting at the table in the living room, and he just started writing this song, which is now Till the Love Runs Out. And I came in, I could hear it. I could hear the whole song play out in front of me. And I just said, you know, the song has to go this way or it can't go at all.
You make it sound so sweet. How you came. It was rather aggressive.
Well, yeah.
And it was very forward. But that I respond very well to that.
And
so.
It had to be, because it was so stuck in my head. This melody was so just in there, and it had to go that way. So it was a really collaborative process. We sat down and we wrote that one from top to bottom together for the first time. This is what we got.
Yeah. You know, we sort of pulled from our our bluegrass influences. You know, I really love bluegrass guitar. That's one of the sweetest sounds in the world to me, is a solid flat picker. And oh man, I aspire one day to potentially play in a bluegrass band, but I'm so far away from that. And plus I also do like a super bastardized version of bluegrass. Like any real pickers will look at what I do and just be like, ah, you know, that's fine. But I'm okay with that. But really it's the harmonies too, right? The harmonies that exist in bluegrass music are so haunting. And so we really just sort of pulled on those bluegrass strings to sort of bring those harmonies out and a bit of that guitar and stuff. And, you know, but also bring in a little bit of that sort of rock edge that we really love. Some of that Southern rock kind of influence. And yeah, really just, I'm really happy with the way that song came out. It definitely opened the door a little bit more for me to be open to writing collaboratively more. And I mean, you know, I'm a work in progress. I'm constantly trying to grow and constantly trying to be better. And, you know, for a long time, music and writing was my only escape in the world. And so inviting somebody in to that process and putting the North Sound name on it is a very scary thing for me. But doing that with Nevada is something now that it's almost like I just did a complete 180, because now I'm craving it. Now I want more of that all of the time, because there's things that, you know, Nevada can do that I would just never think of. And it allows me to become a better songwriter as well. You know, one of my favorite parts about co-writing with other artists is I kind of feel like I get a peek behind the curtain, and there's all these goodies sort of sprinkled out, and I get to sort of just take whatever ones I like and apply them to what I do, you know, and then vice versa, right? The other artist gets to do that as well. And so now having that be a part of what we do in the North Sound is, yeah, a really exciting next chapter for us. Because Till the Love Runs Out is just like that's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more coming. And then, you know, thinking down the road, eventually what I'm hoping to do is my retirement plan is, like, this record, you know, there's a lot of us singing together. The next record, there'll be some songs where just Nevada is singing. The record after that is going to be all Nevada. The North Sound's name is going to change to the Nevada Band. I'm going to sink away into the backdrop. We're going to go pop. And then I am retiring, and it's going to be great.
Well, this is what he thinks.
Then I can buy a boat.
Yeah. Did you know about this plan this whole time, Nevada?
It's a trap. It's really a trap.
Yeah. Awesome. We are going to spin Till the Love Runs Out right away here. And then when we come back, unfortunately, do have to wind down the show a little bit. But I do want to chat about one more song before we do that.
Whoa. Listen.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. It was awesome. Now, the last song I want to talk about, as an Alberta girl, when I saw this title, I was like, well, this one, obviously I have to spin this one in the show. Wild Rose Country, because even though you guys are in Saskatoon, I know you four said you're originally from Alberta, which is Wild Rose Country. We apparently get to take the whole flower for ourselves. Why don't you tell me a bit about Wild Rose Country?
We're lucky to be able to, you know, live in Saskatoon, but still have a home in Calgary. And we've both spent so much time on the road between both places, and both of us living in both places together, that, you know, this song came to fruition in a very genuine way.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting song in the way where there's no chorus. And honestly, there isn't even really like a clear thought out idea in the song. The song really is rooted and based in an emotion, and kind of just the emotion and the feeling that existed the multiple times that we left one province for the other. Because we did that multiple times. We lived in Saskatoon and then we lived in Calgary and back and forth. And so,
and having family in both places and people we really love in both places, it's never easy to leave one place or the other. It's, you know, it's like a double-edged sword for us every single time.
Yeah. And then, you know, again, because that song is on As the Stars Explode, which is a recovery record, there was kind of also this thought in the back of my brain, because I was still in my addiction, but now we had this baby. And that was definitely the turning point for me, where I was like, I'm gonna break this cycle here, right? My kids are not gonna grow up with an active alcoholic as a dad. They're not going to experience that. And so there are pieces in that song that are a promise to them that I'm going to get this together. And if I ever falter, you have full permission to play this song for me and throw it in my face. Because at that point, I will have let you down. I would have made the decision to put myself and my addiction before my children. And that's not something I ever want to do. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit self-sabotaging and self-deprecating, but if I ever were to do that, I can say for myself, I would feel like I would deserve that kind of reaction from my children. I wouldn't blame them. So, like I said, the song really doesn't have a clear, specific theme. It's kind of all over the place. It's really just rooted in this emotion, this feeling of leaving and starting new and ending up someplace new, someplace else, and building a home and building a connection and growing and then leaving again, you know. And there always, but at the end of the day, there always is a piece of me that will always be Albertan, you know, that land is in my blood. My physical form is from the ground in Alberta, you know, and I can never really escape that. And I would never want to, but at the same time, I love Saskatchewan, you know, and I mean, they're only separated by an imaginary line anyways.
Absolutely. We are going to play that song in just a couple minutes here. But before we do, I know you just released your latest album here, What It Takes, and I'm sure you've got lots of stuff going on with that. Why don't you tell us, you know, what we should be keeping an ear and an eye open for you?
Yeah. First and foremost, follow us on all of the social things. We're, you know, there's so many. And so I'll say the one that we spend the most time on is Instagram. That's our favorite one to be on, the one that we're most active on. And, you know, because we just put out a record, our tour schedule is building, and we don't have too many. I can't announce too many things that we're playing just yet, because there's a lot of planning going on, but we are going to be in Calgary on the 29th of this month. And then we have a couple of dates out east. We're going to Toronto. We're going out to Nova Scotia. And then we have some things in the fall that are coming out that are bringing us back out west again. So yeah, follow us, the North Sound YXE on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. We also dabble in TikTok every once in a while when I can, you know, get the energy for it. But, you know, yeah. And then check us out on Spotify as well. Our new record, What It Takes, is on there. It's live. And we're just We're very, very proud of this record. It took us a long time to get it out. Yeah, every single person that listens to one of the songs, and I mean this wholeheartedly, it means so much to us because mm-hmm. this is not art that is created for anything more than just wanting to connect, you know?
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today and sharing the stories and sharing your songs. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, this was great. It was a lot of fun.
Right on. This is Wild Rose Country off of the North Sounds 2020 album, As the Stars Explode. I got no That's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.